So this episode of The Scruffy Stuff has been a long time coming, and it's something that has been very hard for us not to talk about here at Knox News, because we've been working for about a year now on this project that we're very excited about, and even more excited to finally be able to share it with all of you. As you know, this podcast tries to keep you up with the latest things happening in and around downtown Knoxville, and we've found over the years that that's especially beneficial to people who are new to town and trying to get acclimated. And so with all the people that have been moving to Knoxville and looking forward to calling East Tennessee their home, we now have a new resource that we are excited to share with everyone called Knoxpedia, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's an encyclopedia for anybody who is new to Knoxville, anybody who's thinking about moving to Knoxville, even for people who are, you know, longtime residents who are just generally curious about things about their city. And joining me here on the podcast today is Arena Aurora, who has been a part of this team that has been working, like I said, for I guess it's 10 months now, but working tirelessly, really, to make this thing happen. So, Arena, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here. I've been wanting to be back on the show since I recorded my last one.
Yeah,
what was that, a couple of months ago?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we were talking about the downtown stadium project, and I guess we should probably start with the beginning to let people know exactly what Knoxpedia is and how it all got started. About a year ago, Knox News was selected to be part of a program called Table Stakes, and about four times we have traveled to UNC Chapel Hill, my alma mater, got to give a shout out to that, to work with industry professionals and to work with other journalists to help solve a problem. And to solve a problem, first you have to identify a problem. And what we realized was that there's a lot of people moving to Knoxville. I think that's been a theme on the show here since it started, that Knoxville's becoming an increasingly popular place that people want to live in. And we wanted to be able to connect with those people as soon as they arrive here, maybe even before they arrive here, to help make the move as easy as possible, to help make acclimating to the city as easy as possible. And Arena, do you want to just maybe talk through a little bit about, you know, some of the first initial steps that we took in identifying the problem and coming up with this idea for Knoxpedia?
For sure, Ryan. And I think I'm the, right customer, too, for Knoxpedia. I moved to Knoxville just a little over a year ago, and it still feels like a week ago. It feels like yesterday. And I still find myself in the boat where I'm looking up things, looking up information, the basics, you know, where's the nearest, nicest grocery store? I mean, where's the freshest fruits at? From that to more serious questions about which DMV serves me and serves my needs and what do I really need? I moved here from New York, and as you can imagine, New York State, New York City have very different, wildly different rules compared to Tennessee. How do I set up electricity? What's a good internet provider? So the idea kind of was inspired out of a lot of us in the newsroom being new here, observing the trend of, you know, what is it, 70-some thousand people by 2030?
I think it's 80,000 by 2040, yeah. But either way, I mean, we're talking close to 100,000 people going to be moving here
right,
in the next few years.
And to the Knoxville area. And I have, since we last recorded a podcast where I was on, I have started covering education. I'm seeing that growth in terms of schools and number of students enrolled as well. So we're seeing growth everywhere. And I think the origins of this project was sitting down and wrapping our heads around, there's all of this growth. How do we best serve our readers and our community by making sense out of it? What's the what? What are people looking up on Google? What questions do people have? And we decided to answer them as best as we can.
Yeah, and you hit on a couple important things right there. You said, what questions are people looking up when they're new to Knoxville or moving to Knoxville? And that was one of the things you might be asking, you know, why did it take you almost a year to come up with this encyclopedia? And when you see it, I think you'll realize that a lot of thought has been put into it just on the content side itself. But also, like you said, people are Googling these things. People, want the answers to these pressing questions. And so a lot of effort went into making sure that this is going to show up when you're searching for, you know, what you need to know about Knoxville, that this is going to be, you know, the top resource that comes up and helps you get acclimated to the city. Another thing that you touched on was, you know, you yourself have been here for about a year, and that is certainly a target audience, as we mentioned. But we also realized through, you know, working through Table Stakes and working with other professionals that there's different kinds of new. There is new in the literal sense. You just, you know, your boots are on the ground for the first time here in Knoxville, and you have no idea anything about the city. And then there's people who are new that maybe you've lived here your whole life, And went to University of Tennessee, but now you're new as a young professional and you're starting to see the city through a whole new lens. Or maybe you're a first-time parent and now you have children and you need to, you know, figure out how to get involved in a new community as a parent. And so there's different, you know, entry points for being new to Knoxville. You can be new to the community as a whole. You could be new to a community within the community. And we're really trying to make sure that we hit on all those.
Newly civically engaged, I believe, was the term.
Yeah, newly civically engaged.
And it's really simplifying information, Ryan, to add to your point. I mean, why do we have two mayors? So what races are partisan, what are not? I feel like some of these basic questions kind of get left out of traditional journalism, which is more focused on a story and issue. But these are really FAQs about living and are just as important. So I'm really excited about this guide, kind of bringing those together.
And one of the coolest things about this guide, I think, is where it lives, online at knoxnews.com, which means at any point we can adjust it. And we've made sure to make it very clear to folks who are going through this guide. One, if you have more questions about a certain topic, maybe you're in the politics and voting section of the guide and you have some questions that you want answered, you can reach out to an email that we've created specifically for Knoxpedia Project, which we'll include in the description of the podcast. But there's also ways to connect with reporters who cover those specific topics. So, Arena, like you mentioned, you know, in the children and schools section of the Knoxpedia guide, there's contact information for you because that is what you cover. And the fun things to do section, which includes a lot of stuff about downtown, there's a way to get in contact with me as well as Devarik Turner, who is our trending reporter. And so the beautiful thing about this is, you know, we're just now launching this thing and it's going to live forever and it's not going to look the same, you know, a month from now, certainly not a year from now, as we update, based off of reader suggestions and suggestions from the people who are actually moving here, who are looking for this kind of information.
And Ryan, if I can just take a second to explain kind of the structure of how these guides are laid out. So there's one big kind of main guide where we introduce a little bit from each section. Off the top of my head, I think we have six sections, I think. Neighborhoods, licenses and services, that could be anything from can I have chickens in my backyard to trash pickups and recycling? How do I figure all of that out? Again, like I said before, internet providers. There's these little guides that branch out of our big main guide. So there's niche guides. And then there's one main guide where everything's tied up. And all of these are free, as much as if I can make a shameless plug to subscribe. Some of them lead to our paywall stories. Some of them lead to open stories. But the main guides are free and open to all. And again, like Ryan said, they're evolving based on the interest from our readers and our community.
Yeah. Additionally, on top of being both search friendly and being friendly to a wide audience, I think one of the important things is that we want it to be something that is friendly and a mobile experience too. I think people who are new to Knoxville, there's a lot going on when you're new to a city. And so there's, you know, times where you're going to be on the run trying to figure things out. And so making sure that this is something that you can pick up on your phone at knoxnews.com and you're not going to be, you know, overloaded with ads or with photos. It's really just information that is quick and easy to get to help you get on with your day and help settle in, which is incredibly important. And also very important has been our relationship with New to Knox, who has appeared on the podcast here before, and you've maybe seen them if you click that link in the podcast description to the Urban Knoxville newsletter. They have a featured spot in that every week where they keep you up to date with some of the coolest things happening over the weekend. That newsletter is free and comes out every Friday. And we've also just been working with them when there's a new business that's being announced or something new happening in a town. Again, you know, we have a similar mission. One, sharing all that's new that's in Knoxville, and two, serving people who are new in Knoxville. And so the collaboration has been awesome. You'll see some spots in Knoxpedia where their name pops up, specifically about how do I make friends in Knoxville, which is obviously a huge thing for anybody who is new to a city. They have these events called Hops, in which newcomers can sign up to participate and not only get to know the city, but also get to know some of their peers who are new to Knoxville as well. So it's been awesome collaborating with them, and they've been a big part of this process.
Speaking of collaborations, we would be remiss if we didn't give a shout out to the rest of the newsroom who are not on this podcast. But this has really been a team effort, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. We've had Robin and Joel, two of our editors, working super closely. But then the rest of the newsroom has also been pulled in different capacities. You know, another special shout out to Angela Gosnell, who's developed a lot of our social media marketing materials, including some really fun reels and Instagram posts about just introducing people to this guide. And what's especially exciting about that to me is we're going on all fronts. We're reaching people wherever they are, hopefully. Joel and Robin are at different stages in their lives than you and I are, Ryan. I think that adds richness to the project in terms of the perspectives we bring to the table. Knoxville's growing, and we are trying to serve the community as best as we can.
And I guess we could, keep talking about it, but it's probably best for us just to be quiet and give you an opportunity to actually explore the guide for yourself. Again, a link to it is in the podcast description. And, it's not just the text. It's something that's really interactive where you can click around on links and read stories and really take the time to get to know your community more. And so go for it. Check it out. We're really excited to be able to share it with you finally. And as we mentioned, we're always open to feedback and really want to hear what questions you want to see appear in the guide next. Surely we did not cover them all. I know for a fact there's a lot of stuff that we're missing. And, that's one of the cool parts about it is we're going to keep adding to it. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you did, hit that like or subscribe button to make sure you get a notification every time a new episode drops, or just come back here on Tuesdays when new episodes are released. As always, the Scruffy Stuff is presented by Knox News, so head on over to subscribe.knoxnews.com to see our latest offers and sign up to support local journalism today and get unlimited access not just to our downtown coverage, but all of our coverage from Knoxville and East Tennessee. Stories about politics, stories about business, stories about growth and development and education and UT sports, anything you could want to know about this community is available at knoxnews.com. And if you're new, of course, it's available at Knoxpedia as well. If you want to keep up with me in the meantime between episodes, you can give me a follow on Instagram at knoxscruff. You can also reach out via email at ryan.wilusz@knoxnews.com. And as always, in the podcast description, there's a link to both the Urban Knoxville Facebook group as well as the Urban Knoxville newsletter. That Facebook group is going to help you get involved in the downtown discussion. It's a place where you can share what's going on, ask questions, see what others are posting about. It is a private group, so make sure you just answer a few quick questions and we'll get you access in there as soon as we can. And if you like the show, please leave us a review. Tell us what you did like and what you would like to hear us talk about next. And
send it to your out-of-state friends moving in.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, make sure, this Knoxpedia thing, send it to your in-state friends. Send it to people that you know who are just generally curious. I know if you're listening to this podcast, you must be a curious person, and hopefully, you know somebody that could take advantage of this guide, and hopefully you love it as much as we do. So thanks again for listening, and we will be back again next Tuesday.